نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, and all our beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today in South Africa is the 3rd of Rabiul Akhir 1447. We are here in Masjid Aisha in Sandalwood, Omondi. Alhamdulillah, first time I think I'm coming to this masjid. So let us discuss Masjid and Aisha. After Siddiqah Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, why is the masjid called masjid? Singular masjid, plural masajid. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربي ومساجد فأكثر فيه الدعاء. That the nearest the person comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's mercy, the nearest the person comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's mercy is when he or she is in sujood. So for example, we woke up tahajjud time and now you finish with your tahajjud witr. Go into sujood and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in any language out of salat you are. In salat, you beg Almighty Allah with Quranic du'as, which was mentioned in the ahadith, Mubarak and Arabic. And out of salat, mashallah, fa'aksiru fihi du'a. فَقَبِلُنْ أَيُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. And there your du'as will be accepted. All is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So masjid, we stand, we make ruku, we sit, but sujood, the place of sajda, an act of complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and therefore it is so beloved to Almighty Allah. First masjid, Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Second masjid, Wal Masjidul Aqsa. Third masjid, Masjid Quba, the chronological table. And fourth one, Wal Masjidul Nabawi. And then you see it carried on in the world. So I don't want to make that the main topic with this introduction. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha holds a special place in Islam. She is the greatest Shaykha al-Hadith. Remember, through her we have narrated and reported 2,210 ahadith. If any person, Shia or anybody else, rejects Siddiq radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then remember he's rejecting chapter 9, verse number 14. ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معك. So how can such a person be a Muslim? If a person rejects Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, then remember he is rejecting chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verses 11 to 26. Allah Jalla Wa'ala to exonerate Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, when the munafiqeen and hypocrites cast aspersions, allegations against her, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed 16 verses. She herself states and mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, I knew 100% Allah would exonerate me and prove my innocence, but I never dreamt that Allah would reveal these verses in the Quran and took la ilaha yawmil qiyamah, and these verses will be read till the day of Qiyamah. So we should know who is Aisha, Siddiqa, Bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anha, our honorable mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqi Bedi, Siddiqi Nazi, Siddiqi Sahizani. She is the beloved daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anha, and the honorable wife of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you some current affairs, what's really happening now in the world. All of you are aware, the United Nations, this is their 80th year, 80th anniversary, and everybody giving lectures and so forth. 80% Muslim, non-Muslim, have condemned Israel for the genocide, and everybody accepts it's a genocide. But who is standing for the truth, and who is standing for party? You, my brother, my sister, if you're standing with Hamas, then you must remember you are standing with the truth. Just now, I translated the khutbah of the Imam of Haram. Many of you met him, he came 2-3 years ago to South Africa. I didn't even call him Sheikh, because to me they sell out. Yasir Dawsari, he said that our Allama, our Sheikh, and the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia passed away. He was one of the greatest scholars in the world. But the greatest scholar in the world in 2024 said Hamas is a disgrace to Islam. Allah. So who must we accept? Must we accept the Najdis and Wahhabis? Must we accept the truth? Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for Yemen, special dua for Sham. Sham refers to Levant, Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon. When they said, Ya Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Ya Rasulullah wa Najd, the Master alayhi salam refused and said that they will be fitted and Zalazil. See the fitnas coming out today. Salama in Makkah, Salama in Medina, but they say our rulers are the best rulers in the world. The bikini beaches there in Jeddah, when the Formula One guys come, half of them are gay and so forth. And then they got the musical extravaganza. Today he takes the name of MBS, the Multan bin Shaitan, in on the member and the king's name. So I asked him, did he go there, Chamchas, and said, make the message to him. So I asked him, do you know there's an ayat in the Quran, Wamay Surah 22, verse 25, Wamay Yurid Fih bi Ilhadi bi Zulmin, Nuzifu min Adabin Ali. In the Haram area, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifa, if you just make intention of deviation, of oppression and transgression, this intention, Ra'isul Mufassirin, the greatest commentator of the Noble Quran, refused to stay in Makkah. Who? Abdullah Abbas. Radiallahu anhu, therefore he passed away in the year 68, there in Taif, and Muhammad bin Hanafiyya read it another salah. They told him, stay in Makkah, your students are here, Mujahid is here, Qatada is there, Taus bin Kaysan is there, all. I can't stay here, because Quran says, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِمْ إِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of deviation, oppression, transgression, you will unleash a painful punishment. Now what you are doing? You're making propaganda on behalf of the Najdis and the Wahhabis. You forgot this ayat, this selective amnesia. So we should know what we are following and who we are following. Don't be just like follow the Pied Piper. Just follow anybody, Kullu man habba man dabba, any Tom, Dick and Harry or Mary. Islam don't work like that. So today when he delivered the khutbah, he knew their name, but he never even made one dua for Majidul Aqsa. Where is your allegiance? I know you don't have the guts to say the word Yahud and so forth, but you can't even make dua for Aqsa. Is that not an indictment upon you, the Imam of the Haram? Think properly, but you see the Ummat are like sheep. 90%, 80% don't know Arabic, and those who know half are sleepers. See, now Arab leaders, Muslim leaders sit in front of their principals, their big chief. Who is the big chief? Trump. Trump is a pedophile, Trump is a rapist, Trump is a felon, a criminal, all this is proven. Therefore, he doesn't want the Epstein files to come out and so forth. So they say, this is the plan we have made for you now. Number one, Hamas cannot come into the government. Number two, Hamas must disarm. So why must it disarm? If you disarm, you don't remember what happened in Bosnia when they murdered our people, 8,000 men and women, and everybody raped 60,000 women? All this is in front of us. And you must remember that who will be the governor of Gaza, brothers? After the war, who will be the governor of Gaza? Tony Blair. Tony Blair and George Bush are the biggest war criminals in our Iraq war. That's the time they stalked and murdered, remember, dead 500,000 children, and they justified it. So are you such castrated leaders? Are you such important leaders? Everything they will say is a big now or a tona. Are you a bunch of Muslims and Munafiqeen or you're Muslims? How can you be so low and so disgraceful? Our leader Yahya Sinwar said, as far as Israel goes, we finished them up on 7 October 2023. And our battle now is against America and UK and Britain. And then he passes away as a shaheed. One shaheed and billions of people are inspired. What men are these people here? And see, they have changed the course of history. So that is what Islam stands for. Not that we come and flatter people and we come and make people happy and so forth. So you must know who is Hamas. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawrullah Marbalam, when he was started this movement of Hamas in 87, he was martyred at Ariel Sharon in 2004. He said before that, Zawal Israel. Israel will be wiped off the map in the year 2027. See how the countries are going against them. Non-Muslim countries. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, had to go yesterday from Tel Aviv to America, New York. He couldn't even go via the European countries. He feared that they would bring his plane down or they would arrest him. He had to go the long path and so forth because such a war criminal. So we must understand everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. But our Arab regimes, with hadith in Sahih Muslim, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ. Woe to the Arabs and their leaders, especially. That now slowly, they will become the worst leaders. The most Mubarak Jamaat in the world in the past 100 years. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawrullah Marbalam, if you know his history, he started this work of Dawah and Tabligh in Mewat in 1956. 300 years now Islamic day. They have banned it in so many Arab countries. The Jamaat of Khair that you ban. But all these haram things that you invite. You go to Makkah now, you will find a cinema. You go to Madinah Munawwara, you will find cinema. You go to Jeddah, you will find bikini beaches. You go to F1, you will find the gays coming in there, the drivers and so forth. You go to Jeddah, Riyadh, the biggest musical extravaganza in the whole Middle East. The azan has to be brought down, the decibels. But the music, there is no pabandi, no restriction. Who's fooling who in the zoo? But you want, we must call you Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. Yes, we will call you. We will call you Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. You're a traitor to the Haram and the Makkah, Medina and so forth. So understand the real politics going on. But the Muslims never lose hope in the Almighty Allah. You see, let me be honest. We Muslims today, 90%, 80%. We don't read, we just sit on our sofa, eat popcorn and watch TV. The men busy with Hollywood, the women busy with Bollywood, and the children busy with Robin Hood. That is our life today. And just get fat and obese. You say, get my bicycle and do exercise. And do this type of thing. You must do reading. If I tell you Umar Mukhtar, how many of you have even heard the name from it? Umar Mukhtar of Libya has inspired nations, you must remember. He told them in Libya, we will fight till our last breath. Let us taslim li ahad. We will never ever surrender. And he was the one they tried to bribe him, tried to do this. He said, I'm not interested. And then when they heard of him, the Italians, then they hanged him, persecuted him, everything. Our people today, Hamas, what are they doing? They say, Imma al-Ghanima wa Imma al-Shahada. We only know two things. Either we will beat you Jullahs in America and India and Britain or whoever else. And we will take over the whole historical, remember, Palestine. Wa Imma al-Shahada, or either we go for martyrdom. Because Quran says, when you beat your enemy or you go for martyrdom, Ihda al-Husnayin. Both are victories for us as Muslims. So this is also a victory and that is also a victory. But the third thing we will never do. In our vocabulary, in our dictionary of Hamas, we don't surrender to anyone. And that is what gives them power and taqat. They have placed their trust only on Almighty Allah. They realize that the Arab regimes are munafiqeen and ghaddareen and are traitors and so on. The Muslim Ummah fast asleep. So Ya Allah, in your name we will take them on. Today, if you listen to us, and I said it out, my brother Ahmed Abdi is here, you can ask for the questions. Today, I released something and said, the Jutlas have admitted today, pay attention, and you youngsters, what's that really? Don't waste your time, tick-tock-tock-tick, and send emails to the females who day and all these things there. Driving a cherry, and walking with a cherry, and having strawberry cherry. What is going to help you all these things? You just waste your life. وقتِ طلوع دیکھا وقتِ غروب دیکھا اب فکرِ آخرتِ دنیا غروب دیکھا. We saw the rise and fall of people. We grew up in apartheid. I was brought up in the African location. I can still remember vividly when the bullies, the cops came to my parents. I was a young boy. They told my parents, hey, bully, khanda di kuli doktu. I was very happy living in a new house and a new shop. But when I grew up, I realized that what they were doing, apartheid policy and all these type of things. So remember, this is what they want to do with Palestine and all these type of things. So we should understand what's really happening and so forth and so on. Don't just follow and don't be blind. Start doing serious reading. So Hamas is the only one putting up the resistance. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the great genius and Imam, he was born in Basra the year 150 after Hijrah. 2 years was his age for Muhammad bin Idris. Idris, his father, passes away. They bury him in Basra al-Mubarakah. And then, after the Hijrah and so forth, remember them. They migrated towards Makkah. He's growing up in Makkah, Imam Shafi'i. Day and night, he's walking around drinking zamzam. He made many du'as. One du'a he made, Allahumma arzuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge, abundant knowledge. Listen carefully, ulama and students. Your brothers who are there outside, please come inside. I don't like this. There's a lot of place here. There's a lot of the upstairs is for who? For women or for men? Men. Oh, go upstairs also is all right. I don't have to see you. But I don't like you guys standing there. Go upstairs or come inside, please. It's against adab also. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, that only for men, no women. Otherwise, you see the woman being behaved, you see the old men, understand? They don't know we're old, but they're not old. Okay. So anyway, you must remember this here. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah grows up in Makkah, drinking zamzam. Allah makes the means. Who is Imam Shafi'i's first teacher? Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, African teacher. At the age of 7, that Hafiz al-Qur'an, he's already a Hafiz. At the age of 10, before he even met Imam Malik in Medina, he's a student of Imam Malik. He by-hearted the whole Muwatta Imam Malik. You go to South Africa, including myself, if you get 10 ulama who have by-hearted the whole Muwatta Malik, you will have. At the age of 10, he by-hearted the whole Muwatta Imam Malik. Ask the ulama Muwatta Imam Malik. So remember, at the age of 13, your ustad, African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, told him, Ya Shafi'i, you are an aqqari, you are a genius. I give you permission, start teaching. He's not even baligh. He's teaching, giving lessons, dars, and lectures in the Arabic. At the age of 15, this African teacher, wa ajaza lahu bil iftah. And he gave him permission verbally to start issuing fatawa and verdicts. This is our heritage, not what does. Their heritage is what? Wine, dine, and swine. Let us get drunk and sleep with anybody and everybody. So this is their heritage. Understand. In Medina Munawwara, Makkah, our teacher was Sheikh Muhammad Ali Saabuni. Whenever we went, we kissed his hand and the lesson starts. Madina Munawwara, mashallah, was Sheikh Umar Falata. Sheikh Umar Falata taught Hadith Sharif for 49 years in Masjid Nabawi, Africa and from Nigeria. The 20 years I knew him is to teach in Riyadhul Jannah. Nobody had that sharaf and honor. Imam Malik had that honor, but in our time I don't know anybody who had that honor because I never saw anybody besides him. One day I told a South African, Pay attention. Adonis, an African machine, the chair, is Mamustad, the great scholar of Hadith. What does an African do? They're taki. You see, when you come with your gang mentality, you won't go fight Islam. Let me be very clear about you. Our gang is poor business means nothing in Islam. Saharanpur and Palanpur and Kolwanpur and Dabirpur, it means nothing in Islam. Your people's forefathers' names, all Patel, Desai, all Hindu names, you got nothing to do with Islam. So don't come tell me your gang story. But Allah, the criteria is, inna akramakum indallahi attaqakum. That the most noble of you are the one who have taqwa. Today we play horses for horses. Ajib and Bhajia, I have many things we go with. Whenever I was there, he used to take me home. And he used to tell me that, come inside. So he said, you know, some brothers, the old burghers was there in junction in Clearwood. They say some brothers, they only function when they come to junction. After that, then they back to normal. So that is our life today. We sanctimonious in front of the Hazrat Ji, in front of our peers. We belong to the Jibai family. You see, at this time. Afterwards, we do whatever hell we want to do. And we think we are good Muslims. Who's fooling who in the zoo? Don't fool yourself. Taqwa means what Imam Shafi'i and them taught us. In khalwa and jalwa, in your private life, you must exercise that real taqwa. Then see how Allah will help you and so forth and so on. See our leaders, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, then Dr. Abdul Aziz Hamdizi, then our leader, Sheikh Ismail Hadiya, you ulama, you should be teaching your students. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ He was a Hafiz, his father was a Sufi Sheikh, and the people used to come there Fridays to make zikr and so forth. Ismail Hadiya's father, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ We will never ever recognize Israel. Imagine what Iman they have. Next one you must remember, Yahya Sinwar. And now they got Ruth. Who the current person they're after? Do you know who's the person they're after now? They're after Mish'al. You understand? Khalid Mish'al. So you must remember this, they won. When they said, we are taking Qatar, he was the main target in the Ghamidi, you must remember that. So this is what they want to do, but what we need to mantasha or to do mantasha. My message to you is very simple, brothers. Go to the first verse of the Noble Quran, Iqra, and start doing reading, serious reading. And then you will understand much more. If you want salvation, we have to learn Islam, we have to propagate Islam, we have to practice Islam. We have the best and we have to share it with the rest. Yesterday I read the article, how many females in America, whites, are embracing flocking to Islam? They said if there are people we saw who love their religion and stood for their religion, they are the children of Palestine. They are the leaders of Palestine. We never ever saw in our entire life such people. I conclude with this incident that happened in 92. We were still under apartheid. They invited us 15, 16 ulama to Palestine and so forth. Now one day or so was left for us to come back. So Ka'aka, 8, 9 years old. I'm facing Aqsa, he's facing me. So I told him, Ka'aka, my heart is telling me, I must take you to Junubi Africa. In the morning you go to school, afternoon, but this is like how we went through. 9-year-old boy gave me an answer, brothers, where are they and where are our children? 9-year-old boy put tears to my eyes. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa and said, Sheikh, if I leave Aqsa and join you to Junubi Africa, you're South Africa, who will defend and protect my children? But the Imam of Haram got no shame. I told him today, Yasir Tawsari Intaqillah, tomorrow your day will come, wa kulluhum aatihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Tomorrow we will stand alone in the court of Allah. No MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, or the Ahle Saud, or anybody will help you. Our dua is Allahumma ahli Ahle Saud, kama ahdaka Ahle Saud, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. I must give khutbah tomorrow, so you want me to. I was the human. Let me see, the pimple is all right.
I wish I could choose him. Why you make this member so short? See my toes over now. Where's the trustee? All the trustees?
Seven
shoes. What is it? Where you from? Malawi? Mongochi? No. Then? Lentai? Yes. Why you make so for me?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله
قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم للأصل الأريف أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى وعلى الزعيم الأوار الناقد بالشد والصبر أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرف المبشرة صلاة وسلام دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المنكوبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الاحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين الحمد لله رب العالمين ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون امين Ladies and gentlemen, let us return to ceremony.
Allah.
The last day of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, dear brothers, continue the form.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله
إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم وددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله
سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك مرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم أخرج اليهود والنصارى من جزيرة العرب. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم.